Well, Wayne, another day we get to talk a little more about some of the ball players that you know and worked with and lived with for the most part for many years. Doug Minkiewicz and A.J. Pierzynski and a bunch of others. So what do you got for us?
Yeah, and I'm Tony Oliva. I have him ever since I joined the organization in 1963 when I was in Dallas. Tony's about the first guys I met. I knew Sandy Balestino. They played with him. We won the World Champion. Both of them was in the World Series, but we just didn't win. The Dodgers had better pitcher than we had. We had good pitching. And like I said, I had Bert Blyleven when he first signed, and I've been knowing him for almost, oh, hell, that's going on now, 40 years, almost 50 years. Yeah, wow. This is 2019. I've known Tony Bert for about 50 years now. I've known him first time I ever had a uniform I gave to Bert. And when I rubbed his arm, he said, "You got the wrong arm." I said, "Well, can't pitch with this arm, you can pitch with the other one. Either way you want to." And then I had Doug Minkiewicz. He first baseman. He's a good hitter. I love Doug, and he's a great guy. I was having him and his wife, and I kill along with his wife, and I kill along with Doug, and he plays hurt. I never noticed Doug go in the training room. Those are the days that if you nick a toenail or something, you play that way, or twist his ankle or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to AJ, he played hurt. He broke his wrist, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago, not with us. But he was on disabled. It's only maybe a week, which ain't bad for a guy, that broke his wrist. He got the cast off and played. He says, I said, how can you play with a broken hand? He said, all I got to do is throw the ball back to the pitcher. Anybody can do that. I never could throw anybody out. I did throw people out now and then, but it wasn't because of my arm or my brain, you know, what to call and catch a good game and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people didn't like AJ, but I love him because we kill along together. I kill along with him. He can take it. And I can take him when he dish it out to me. And I was like AJ. And the best, so I had him in, when he was in rookie ball with the Miracles. And we collect clubhouse dues. So one day he came up to me at payday. Says, "Let's go out to eat. And I'll take you to eat and we go to a movie or vice versa." I said, "Okay, AJ." So we go to a movie. It wasn't a very good movie. Went to McDonald's, which I don't care. At that time he didn't make me a free sign with a good bonus, you know, $150,000. Mm-hmm. Back when Calvin didn't sign him, Ransom or somebody did that. Because he signed, I think, in 1998 or something like that with the rest of the guys. And, which was good money. But then he dropped me off at the ballpark and said, "Well, that takes care of the clubhouse money." I said, "What do you mean? Well, I owed you 15 for doing my shoes and clothes. Now we went out to eat and went to a nice movie." I said, "Man, the show sucks." And I put it at McDonald's. Then anybody can go now. I thought she was going to take me to a nice restaurant. Look at, the chicken place.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No, you took me to McDonald's. We eat hamburgers all the time at the ballpark. And like I said, we had Tony and Sandy Balestino and most of them pitchers I knew all the time. Jim Codd, I knew him when he was at Chattanooga in the Southern League back in the late 50s. I had Harmon in the visiting club. I worked in the home, but I still was over there with Harmon. Of course, in them days, nobody knew what the bumper, if they was going to make the big leagues or not, you know.
Right.
You know how it turned out. They turned out good. Nowadays, you sign a number one or number two, and they're supposed to make it, but they don't make it. You know what I mean? You can't predict it. Well, the only reason why they get to spring training, number one, number two, maybe number three. If they got in their contract, they got to go to spring training with the big team, but that doesn't mean anything. They mean whatever, like TK always said, I've been on TK for, since 1970. That's been about almost 50 years. And he came over to my big farms working, and he says to the boys, I don't want you guys over the big league clubhouse until you earned it. And I mean, earned this. Just because you hit 200 don't mean you belong over there. Not that you're bad guys, but you gotta earn it to get to the big leagues. Yeah, I know one time when he managed us in Orlando back in the 82, 83, something like that, I talked to him a lot about medium. We go way back so I could talk to him. Man, oh man, you know. I call him TK, and other guys call him manager, not coach, that likes to be called manager. I said, TK, I don't know why they take guys from AA or A ball to big leagues when you're something special. But they take them all on. He says, I'm with you, Wayne. I go to Mr. Griffin. We don't need this guy. All we need is 40. Now they take as many as 65 or 70, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get much of a workout in. That's how much the game's changed. Back in when TK was there, it was always 40-man roster. Just the guys on 40-man roster. Unless something sees something. I mean, a Babe Ruth, a Lou Gehrig. Those kind of guys you don't get. Puckett was probably the only guy that they knew, and I don't think anybody. They knew how he hit, but you just don't come out of high school. He only spent like a year and a half in the minor leagues, maybe only 1 year, maybe. I knew him from the day we signed him to him, the day he retired. And that's about the only one. And then you couldn't guess, you know. But we were so bad when he came up in the 80s. It was either him or nobody, so you might as well take him. He had a good chance of making it, and as you know, he made it. He made the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he did.
Puckett, he was a great guy, and, you know. He gets, he got away with murder. Not murder that way, but
yeah.
We go back and we talk, but what you hear in the clubhouse 30 years ago, you get away with not bad, but he tells it like it is. Nowadays, you come in the clubhouse and you say, boo. They put you in jail just saying boo. You know how it is. But me and him, we got away with murder back when he played, because I can say something and he can say something. One episode later in his career, I said, "Buck, you're overweight. I thought you was going to lose weight. I lost 20 pounds. So he turned around and I said, Puck, I found it. It's in your rear end." I was in Tampa and I had my street clothes on, boots, cowboy hat, all my cowboy stuff. He put me in one of them baskets you put dirty clothes in. He drove me in the showers, turned the shower on, got me straight. He tied me up and tied me with tape and so I wouldn't get out. And I was funny. I mean, I laughed. You know, I shouldn't be, but I had good clothes on, boots, and so I had to go back to the hotel with wet clothes. It ain't like back in them days, they put stuff in dry, but it ain't like it is. And you know, you get stuff boiled, but you take off your street clothes, you just throw it in the laundry basket, and now they do your clothes right there. So when the game's over, you got street clothes to go home in.
Yeah.
And like I say, I've worked with 10 Hall of Famers, and that's one thing I got on my resume. I'm proud of it, of working with 10 Hall of Famers, and I don't think there's been but one other team, maybe the Dodgers, but most of the Yankees, they've had a lot of Hall of Famers.
Yep.
Or local, you know, New York Hall of Famers. Just like we got Minnesota Hall of Fame. Most of them, I'd say 90%, from the time they got here in '64 all the way to right now, we're putting guys in. I've had 2,000 men, but it comes and goes. Some comes back, and then some, we get different guys. But anybody signed for the trench in 64 for about 3 years ago, I've had them one time and the other.
Yeah. I don't suppose that you really knew Cesar Tovar at all.
I had Cesar Tovar. He was with me in 1963 in Dallas. I had Cesar Tovar. I had, Tony Oliva. I had Ron Henry. He had a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Joe McKay, they played a little bit in the big leagues. I had Earl Betty in the fantasy camp. I still camp fantasy camp because he got paid. And so I got to know him before he passed away. He shoots a bull. Had Mudcat Grant. He didn't play for a Mobile back in them. But I got to know him as a ball player, and he knows me. I come out, see Mud, he comes up to Minnesota. I see him all the time, and we kill along with each other. Like I say, with Cesar Tovar, yeah, we go way back to 1963. Sandy Palestino, he was in the big leagues. Everybody remembers him.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of them, even though we had good pitchers in 63, right now, of course, that was 50 years ago, almost 60 years ago, they would be in the big leagues now. Maybe some of them did have a cup of coffee, but, you know, you just couldn't move up. Even though the Twins didn't get in the World Series, they didn't win. But they had some mean years, too, in the 70s, too, 70s and 80s, other than World Series. They did not very good, but not very bad, but you know how it is. But they don't do like that now. Every time if you pitch two bad games, you get sent out.
Yeah.
If you hit 200, you get sent out. But they call you back, you know. You go up and down like a yo-yo in AAA. We've probably seen, just the last 2 years, we've seen every pitcher either once or twice going up and down like a yo-yo.
And a lot of them come up and down more, many more times than that.
That's right. That was the guy, Duffy. He makes at least three appearances every year with Minnesota. Three times a year.
Yeah.
I said, you ought to leave your clothes up here. Just get a motel room.
Yep. Well, you know, Joe Mauer weekend is coming up pretty soon. Are you going to be up here in the cities for that?
Oh, yeah. I'm leaving here next Wednesday to go up to him. He had a list of people that he invited up in. I just happened, by the grace of God, I'm just a town boy. I talked to a lady, Julie, she's in charge of it. She said, wait, you're about the second person he named. First one, his wife is coming. And you're the second one, on the list. I said, how come I wasn't number one? He said, well, his wife has got to be number one. Because when he signed that big contract 10 years ago, I was in Fort Myers, he came up to me, him and his agent. I'm sitting there, half asleep. It was after a game, and that's when he spoke. He said, can you put up with me for 10 years? I said, what do you mean 10 years? I might be dead. He said, we got to go out together. And so he signed a 10-year, that's when his agent said, he signed a 10-year contract. He wouldn't sign it unless you stay for 10 years. And last year, October 1st or September 3rd, when he played his last game, he came in, everybody just comes in, shake hands, and we must have won. And he said, Wayne, he leaned over to me, he says, we made it, 10 years, both of us. And I went out there. I went out the same time he went out.
Yep. There's going to be a whole bunch of players, former players that Joe played with that are going to be coming up, I understand.
Yeah, I haven't seen a list. I'd really like to see. I might be surprised when these guys, Santana got, put in on Minnesota, a whole thing this past year. And I hadn't seen them guys in 10 years, and they still remembers me, and I remember them. Some of them change, put on weight, they're losing weight, And he said, "When you same old way, you give it to the ball players, and we give it back to you."
Yeah, that's pretty nice. I think there, I saw a list, but I don't have it handy. I think there's over 30 players coming up.
Well, they, I mean, it should be, but I wish somebody just getting a couple of this. Does J.C. Romero, does that ring a bell?
Well, yeah, I remember J.C. I don't know if he's on a list. I can, when I hear later on, I can check.
Yeah, you can check if you call me. Give me a kind of list. I like to, because when you change, that's been 10 years. You know, guys change. You know, either put on weight or lose weight. And
yeah.
I know the guys like Herbeck and them guys. I don't think they played with us, Joe. I'm trying to think. I went to Herbeck. Herbeck and Monders and them kind of guys, the guys 92, they didn't play. I think Joe...
They played with Joe or part of that time.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure. I mean,
yeah.
they would be there anyway. He'd be one invited, but, you know, they always at the ball game. And, you know, guys like Bert, just remember the name, I think. Bert finished his career, what, 87 or 92? I forgot. I know he's in 87, but we both got World Series. I don't know. He's got 3 rings, I got 2 rings. Because I think he played for, Cleveland. Didn't he, wasn't he on the, well, I can't remember when Cleveland won the World Series. But I've been on, like I said, Bert, ever since 1969, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I'm glad you got this. Sometimes, I all them guys that you got to list with, I've had them one time or the other, either in the, well, I didn't get to the big leagues in 2002, but some of them guys, I know they had them in the minor leagues, you know.
Yeah, here's, I just got on the computer here and looking to see who's coming, and I don't know if it's a complete list, but it's, you've got Jack Morris, that pitcher Matt Belisle, do you remember him?
Who's that again, Matt?
Matt Belisle. He was kind of a closer here the last, 3-4 years ago.
I probably know him, you know, when I say, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, most of the guys just come up here. One time or the other, I had, you know, in the minor leagues.
Yeah. We've got Justin Morneau and Jerry Bell.
Yeah. Oh, Jerry Bell? Oh.
Yeah. Not Gary Bell.
Oh.
No, this is the executive, Jerry Bell.
Oh, yeah, I know him, yeah, because he's the guy that came in, and when we closed in Melbourne, and the funniest thing about it, I'm the only guy working, you know, in the minor leagues, and the year we moved out, he came down in January of the year, even though we had spring training that year, but he said, wait, he came to my clubhouse, how do you put 180 guys in this clubhouse? I mean, it was bad, I mean, I... going to heaven or going to hell, I say, I know I'm going to heaven. You already see the place I've stayed, not in the clubhouse, but worked in the clubhouse for 25 years. I was there from the very first day to the day we left. And I tell you one thing, how I survived 25 years, I don't know, or any ball. A lot of them ball players, that's why, if they get nicked, they want to get out of there. Mike Puckett, he was there. For spring training, but not very long, because we left there in 89, but he was only there 1 year, and I don't blame him, a lot of them guys, like Bert, he was only there 2 weeks, you know, in June, the June draft, because mm-hmm. when people see that ball, that clubhouse, and place where we stayed, I wouldn't want to hurt to get out, I couldn't get out, because I was the only guy working, I mean, I worked when I was sick, I mean, I was sick so bad I couldn't hardly get there. But I get there, Jim Ranch, he was a fundraiser. He said, "Wayne, you better go home." I said, "I can't go home. Why? Who's going to open up the clubhouse? Who's going to clean up the clubhouse? Who's going to get them guys the uniforms?" I didn't sleep a bit, you know, in Melbourne that year.
Yeah. Well, let me.
I was by myself.
Yeah, let me read off some of the other names that are coming. We got Bert Blyleven, Joe Nathan.
Oh, Joe's going to be good.
Rod Cruel.
Tony.
Tony Oliva.
Yeah.
Jesse Crane.
Yeah, I'm not Jesse.
Yeah. Glenn Perkins.
Oh, Perkins. Oh, that's good.
Kadire.
Oh, Kadire's coming. That's good.
Yeah. Trevor Plouffe. Eddie.
That name's a Trevor. I know Trevor. Yeah, I know him, yeah.
Yeah, Trevor Plouffe. You remember a third baseman?
Yeah, I know him now. Yeah, he was on a team. We called him a small fish. I forget what they call him. But, you know.
The Piranhas?
Who?
The Piranhas?
Yeah, that's it. He was on that team. We had the Piranhas.
We got Eddie Gardado.
I know Eddie.
We got Puckett's daughter and son are coming.
Who's that again?
Kirby Puckett's daughter and his son.
Oh, yeah. I met him, you know. Oh, that's good.
Matt Guerrero.
Oh, I know Matt. Yeah, he lives in Alabama. Yeah.
And J.J. Hardy and Nick Punto?
Yeah, I know J.J. Hardy, yeah.
And Herbeck and Radke?
Yeah, Radke. Oh, Radke's coming, that's good.
Yep, Torrey Hunter and Jim Rantz?
Oh, yeah, Jim's back too, that's good.
Do you remember Garrett Jones? He was he spent quite a bit of time in the minors. He didn't play too much with the Twins.
Because I known him. I remember. I had him in the minor leagues too, like I say. Somebody told me, I'm not sure if it was you or maybe, yeah, it might have been you. You write about Oliva or some book. And he said, do you know anybody, you know, when did, first you asked him, when did, what do you call him, when did Smith get up to Minnesota from Washington? I said, anybody in 1964 that went to the Twins, you know, I had every one of them either come or going, you know.
Yeah. Then we have Phil Roof.
Yeah, I know Phil, yeah.
And TK and Terry Ryan.
Oh, Terry's coming out, that's good.
Ken Killebrew, Harmon's son.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, Johan Santana's coming.
Yeah, that's good. That's like an all day for me.
And then we got.
That's like a high school reunion for me.
Yeah. You got Corey Koski and Bill Smith.
Oh, Bill Smith. Oh, shoot. I can't stand him, but I got to put up with him.
Jason Kubel and Denard Span. You remember Kubel.
Yeah.
Darren Mastriani.
Yeah, I know Mastriani, yeah.
Jim Tomei's coming.
Yeah.
Paul Molitor and Josh.
Tomei's coming. Tomei's coming too. Gotta get a whole bunch of guys. Damn.
Josh Willingham and Paul Molitor.
Boy, you're making my day. Oh, boy.
Well, that's a pretty long list, and I'm sure there'll be some others, too, so.
Oh, yeah.